The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, has committed to introducing legislation to combat modern slavery as soon as possible. The minister has attended a two-day conference in Perth aimed at ending modern slavery in the Indo-Pacific region. The group heard a first-hand account of what life as a modern slave is like. From Perth, Eliza Borello reports.
It's been almost three decades since Moe Turaga came to Australia from Fiji as a modern slave. But this is the first time he's told his story publicly. It began on a grape farm.
So summertime was picking. So from 6 in the morning to 7 at night, we're very much on the tractor picking grapes, the whole lot of stuff. Winter we pruned, so from dawn to dusk. So it's just, we weren't getting paid. There was no direct payment to our hands. We were just getting paid to our cousin. We were given $100, $150 a week. That's for our shopping for 10 grown men.
His cousin, a church minister, had organised the work, and Moe Turaga believed he had been sending money to his family on his behalf. He didn't realise he was being lied to until a phone call with his mother a couple of years later.
Mum said, look, when are you going to send us some money? And that's when the penny dropped that. Yeah, even though he was telling us that money's been sent to Mum.
He believes it was divine intervention that saved him.
We prayed every day. We pray every day for better opportunities. And this one Sunday that we went to church, and this lady was meant to be there, we believed. And she listened to our singing. She was very happy with our singing. So she came up and talked to us about it. And he asked us about what we're doing. He said, oh, well, we're doing a bit of farm work. She goes, oh, how much are you guys getting paid? But we don't know. So she sort of felt concerned about it and offered us a spot at her farm, not knowing that we had to escape from the farm that we're currently at. And my cousin, not knowing where we were, to go and work for her. So she didn't realise that. But then a couple of weeks later, we started working with her. Then when she realised, oh, okay. Then we told her all of our stories. She wanted to know what had happened, and she was happy to help us get our passports back, get our identities back, pay us in our hands. She wouldn't go through anyone else. She said, no, I will give you your money in your hands so you can go and get some new clothes.
WA mining magnate Andrew Forrest also spoke at the conference.
It is true that some 32 million people in the Indo-Pacific region suffer the servitude, the incarceration of slavery. But it's also true that business and government, if we come together for the first time, have the power to end it.
He was joined by business figures from around the region.
And we've asked for a slavery certification and seal upon goods and services which are produced without slave labour, where we have had independent authentication because we have been able to announce annually through simple modern slavery acts what we have done as business to ensure our supply chains are slave-free.
Australia's Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says the government is committed to introducing legislation aimed at ending modern slavery.
The timeframe is as soon as possible, but given that we will have to undertake further consultation, I won't put a specific date on it. However, the work that has been undertaken in preparation for this meeting and the discussions we have had at this meeting will inform our deliberations. This is invaluable work that we have seen over the last couple of days and in the lead up to this meeting.
Andrew Forrest hopes more countries will follow suit.
Eliza Borello reporting.